Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, and our topic for tonight is how do we respond under pressure? The word pressure is something that hits every life, and different people react to pressure in different ways. Pressure produces power. It is the force in motivating men to do important tasks. Pressure can push us or force us to move forward or produce, or it can be a debilitating thing. Our institutions are filled with people who broke beneath the pressure and demands of their life. Some have reacted to worlds of fantasy, giving themselves release from all painful plagues and pressures. They were left weak and useless. What is a blessing also is that they are left weak and they have to go to Christ. What is a blessing also to one is a deterrent to another. To one, the pressure of pain and sickness, the pressure of fluctuating circumstances, and the pressure of unexpected peril can cause us to run into the arms of the Lord, casting ourselves in total and complete dependence on Him. Paul said, "We are pressed out of measure above strength." Two men under the same pressure and both bending beneath the same affliction end up to say this. One bends and breaks in utter despair, debilitated and discouraged. The other bends too, but because he's dependent upon his Lord, fully realizing his own weakness, and he harnesses the power of God by recognizing his total nothingness. To him, pressure means power, not peril, prospect, not pain. It is like hitching a tired horse to the rail and accelerating a 350 horsepower engine to its capacity. What does pressure do? Pressure produces power. Pressure enlarges the heart, in Psalms 4:1. Pressure induces surrender. Pressure, in the dictionary, means the act of pressing or the state of being pressed. Any force that acts against an opposing force, an impelling or constraining force, urgent demand on one's time or strength, the oppressive influence of something hard to bear. The waves in the Bible are often used to depict an overwhelming situation. Example, "Thy wrath lieth hard upon me," in Psalms 88, "and they have afflicted me, we with all thy waves." With all thy waves you have afflicted me. All thy waves and the billions are gone over me. The billows, sorry. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command this thing, this loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. He says, "A song shall be with me, and my prayer unto thee, O Lord." Women are from the Lord. Waves are from the Lord. but nevertheless, we feel pressured and overwhelmed by them. Pressure can either lift us or we break under and yield to temptation. For example, Jonah, in the belly of the whale, learned a lesson of obedience. Jacob was pressured by Laban, but that pressure pushed him back to Bethel. Esther was pressured by Mordecai, and she got up and did God's will and rescued the people, her people. Under pressure, we can either yield ourselves to the Lord, do the good thing, or yield to temptation and blunder our lives. Pressure to the unbeliever. Esau is pressured by hunger, so he does the wrong thing. Jacob won't give him food until he sells him his birthright. So Esau sells his birthright, the wrong thing to do, because of pressure. Joseph was pressured by Potiphar's wife day by day by day, but even under pressure, he was pushed to do the right thing. He ran. Herod, King Herod, was pressured to kill John the Baptist, and due to the pressure, he let himself command the order of his death. He yielded to pressure in a bad way. Samson was pronounced or was pressured by Delilah to give her the secret of his strength, and so he let that pressure get to him, and he did. She pressed him daily with her words, and he gave in. Abraham was pressured by Sarah to use Hagar as a surrogate mother, and he let the pressure push him to give in to doing the wrong thing. Moses was pressured by the demands of the people, and under severe pressure, he hit the rock when God told him to speak to the rock. Thus, under pressure, he angered God. We must resist the pressure to do wrong, or let the pressure push us to do wrong. We must not. We must pray to God, seek support of friends and loved ones. When pressure hits, focus on God's purpose He has given us. Keep your head in all situations. Let the pressure lead you to God's will. How wonderful it is. In 2 Corinthians 1:8, Paul says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired even of life." Some quotes here I would like to put. God often brings his people into great pressure that they may learn to place their full trust and hope in Christ Jesus. Our extremity is God's opportunity. Our past experiences of times of pressure and our deliverances by God should encourage us to trust in the Lord. Bill MacDonald said, "If a man cannot pray for 1 hour, it is unlikely that he will be able to resist temptation in the moment of pressure." How true. The greatest the pressure, the greater the need for prayer, and the greater the conflict, comfort and strength is given. God refuses extra strength. God infuses extra strength to enable us to bear under the pressure, but expand inwardly, like in Psalms 4:1. Under pressure, we release our self-confidence and are compelled to run to God and our utter dependence upon Him. 5 proposed afflictions in Asia. Paul said he's fighting with wild beasts, in other words, evil people, in Ephesus. He had to fight with evil people. 2nd affliction, he was struck 39 stripes on his back. That was the biggest temptation. The riot act at Ephesus, instigated by Demetrius the silversmith, he had to go through that. An attempt, though unsuccessful, to kill him, and he was saved by the Lord. And there was persecution in Ephesus, and an attack of a recurrent malady to Paul. He got sick. All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on the power and pressure with them. They reckoned on His power and the pressure with them. This is something Hudson Taylor said. It is not so much what we do for God that counts as it is what we let Him do for us and through us. Amen. So, how does God act with a Christian who's going through a nervous breakdown or going through an emotional nervous breakdown? When we lose something, when we have a severe affliction hit us, how do we respond? And how does God deal with us when we break down? God dealt with Elijah. We'd like to know how He dealt with him. God prescribed sleep and nourishment. That's what He said. He fed him food and He nourished him and made him sleep. Angelic assistance was dispatched. The angels came and brought him food. Elijah was allowed to verbalize his frustrations honestly and openly. God reminded Elijah of his power. The still small voice of God was needed. There was a recommissioning and renewal of purpose was given to him. Where God is concerned, Elijah learned things are never as bad as they may appear. A good friend was assigned to provide companionship. That's how the Lord dealt with His servant, Elijah. And He will deal with us the same way. The same way He tenderly administers to us nourishment, tenderly deals with us, tenderly puts us to sleep and makes our life calm and soft. And so the story of the pressure is something we all go through. There is no life without pressure. There is no life without having to deal with pressure. So, how do we handle pressure? In order not to sin, in order not to go to the world for solutions, what we need to do with pressure is first of all recognize what is hitting you with pressure. Recognize what it is. After you see what it is, take it to the Lord and beg Him and say, Lord, I'm under pressure. These are the things that are pressuring me. I come to you and I bow at your feet for help. And if this person or you or me cannot go to the Lord under our pressure, what else can we do? The Lord will allow more pressure in our lives so we are forced to go to Him. What a wonderful, loving God. He wants us to come to Him so He can fix our problems and ease the pressure that is hitting us. May we all understand the story of pressure, the effect of pressure, and the solution of pressure. Only God can solve our pressure and give us peace like He gave Elijah. May we all learn how to deal with pressure the right way. And it is only through God that we can conquer pressure. Amen.